Developing technologies bring both challenges and opportunities to local libraries. And joining us now are Steve Harson, director of the Grand Marais Public Library, and Bob Prentice, Broadband Commission member and library liaison. Welcome to both of you this morning.
Good morning.
And Steve, maybe you can start out by telling us how new technologies have impacted libraries over the past few years.
Gosh, I don't know if we can even call them new anymore.
Yeah.
I think about when I first started hearing about electronic books and whatnot, and it was back in the 80s.
Oh, really?
The librarians were discussing this as a topic even then, and how different the discussion was then than now, because at that point, the concept was that electronic storage of media would completely supplant books and replace them, and that we would maybe not have need for these giant temples of paper literature.
Right.
And people were trying to plan for, well, what if that was the eventuality? And of course, we now know that that's not how it worked. In fact, what has really happened is that now librarians are playing a balancing act of how do we allocate resources? And that means money, time, space, equipment, between all these different formats. And when we think of ebooks, that's just one electronic format. There's also audiobooks. There's, you know, MP3 versions of things. And there's the video thing has gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's much more to it than just an ebook. And it's amazing the strains that has put on libraries. Yet libraries have adapted pretty well to that and have developed models for managing those kinds of things.
So not only are you having the storage for the paper books that come in, but you also have storage for ebooks and the video, you know, all the things, storing things.
Yeah, think about it. It's not like
you store them.
It's not like a couple of years ago they decided we need a smaller library. They added on to it to make it larger because there's more demand for space in the library than ever.
So are you still getting as many paper books in as usual?
Yeah.
You're adding to the library?
Yeah, we're still adding paper materials to the library. In fact, the local budget tends to be more focused on the hard materials like a DVD, a book, an audio book, that kind of thing. The electronic materials in our region are mostly added through the regional system, and then they're managed centrally so that people in all the libraries can have access to the same resources. That's one of the advantages of the electronic, is that people in International Falls, in Grand Marais, in Cloquet, in Grand Rapids, all can have access to the same book at different times.
Right. And so, Bob, you're part of the Broadband Commission. And so how is broadband coming to Cook County going to affect the library?
Well, you know, the Broadband Commission, the overall goal is to kind of maximize the impact that broadband has on the community. And one of those is to work with various groups like the EDA and with the library and other places to kind of see what we can do to make sure that people can adapt to the technology. They understand what is coming down the pike, that what they can do with it they couldn't do before. I mean, obviously, still a number of people, quite a few people, still dial up, and that's really difficult to deal with anything on the internet with dial-up. So so one of the things we're trying to do is to see what kinds of things can we do with the library to educate people and to showing them how easy it is really to hold their hand, to kind of lead them through the process of maybe downloading an ebook and to put it on their iPhone or their smartphone or their e-reader or their iPad or whatever.
Right, like you said, there's going to be so many more people with the ability with broadband to access that. So,
well, you know, one of the nice things is if you're live quite a ways away from the library, and I just finished my book and I really like another book. Well, in 5 minutes you can get on your computer, you download another ebook, and you're up and going rather than take the drive in the library. You know, I still like paper books myself in addition, but the e-readers provide a number of advantages, such as being able to have large type for people like myself whose eyesight isn't as good as it once was, and being able to keep your place in many books and have many books on one small container, you know. So
right. And so, well, tell us, you're having an ebook and e-reader workshop. And so what's going to be happening at the workshop then? Are people supposed to bring their e-readers?
They can bring their e-readers. Typically, what I'll do is I'll go through a scenario of downloading an e-book from the library onto an e-reader, and I'll show people, you know, exactly the steps they have to do on the computer to get it down and how they can search for particular types of books in the OverDrive system. And then we'll break out into smaller groups, hopefully, where we'll help people out with particular questions regarding their e-reader. Now, we're not, I have to caution you that we're not experts in all the e-readers. There's an awful lot of them out there, but we will kind of generally indicate steps they have to go through to kind of get their book onto their e-reader.
And Steve, there's, you know, just like there's books in the library on the shelf, there's e-books that you have. You don't have an endless amount of each book. You know, you don't have 30 copies of one thing.
Well, it's very interesting that many people think that you can get everything either paper, electronic, you know, in whatever format you want. And that's not really true. There's many books that are available only as e-books, and there's many books that are only available in paper. And so you have to sort of find what's the right fit for you and what your personal needs are. But yeah, there are literally thousands of e-books available to people here in Grand Marais and around the Arrowhead region. They just go to the Arrowhead website and look for the little OverDrive. It's a square box in the lower left-hand side of the front page. It says download audio and ebooks here, and you click on it, and then that's the first step to get started. I'll leave the details of further steps to Bob and his workshop.
And then you actually have to return the book, though.
Well, actually, that's the nice part.
That's a really nice part is,
you know, I've avoided all my overdue fees because in 2 weeks it automatically reverts back to the library. Yeah.
Oh, Bob, you're the first person I've heard of who reads e-books so that they don't have to pay fines.
All right.
So, well, I'm terrible at returning books on time.
So who should come to the workshop? Or who would you like to see come to the workshop?
Well, people who maybe are interested in the possibility of either maybe buying an e-reader and considering that, maybe have an e-reader, but having you're not quite sure about all the steps or having some issues with it, be glad to talk to them. And we also would encourage anybody who has an e-reader who uses it who would be willing to help other people. Because, for example, you know, some people have Kindle, some people have Nook, some people have Kobos, and there's lots of other ones. And so if people could come and help some of these other people through the process of doing that, that'd be wonderful.
And that's a really important thing. One of the challenges that we have in the library as a staff is we get a lot of questions from people like, oh, I have this device, and I need to know how to download ebooks. Each device is a little bit different. So if a person does have expertise in a device and they came to the workshop just to share what they know, it would be really useful. Bob has told me that he's done a lot of work to try to standardize the process for people as much as possible. So that'll be really, really good for people to learn. But people who have a device and they haven't used it before certainly could benefit from coming to this kind of a workshop.
All right. And the workshop is at 6:30 p.m., which is Wednesday at the public library. And anything else you'd like to throw in?
Yeah, I'd like to just invite everybody to come down and meet me and introduce themselves before the workshop.
All right. Sounds good. So we've been speaking with Library Director Steve Harson and community member Bob Prannis tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Grand Marais Public Library. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.